Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News online all the time at npr.org/BryantPark. Because of listener demand, because you don't like the news straightforward, you like coming at it from an angle, we give you now the ramble. Joining me now, special guest ramblers, Dan Pashman
hey.
And Trisha McKinney.
Hello.
Dan, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure, if you like. You know, Mike, it's not football season right now, but as a big football fan, I'm following some big news in football. A new twist in the Brett Favre saga. You guys may remember, even Trisha probably remembers, that future Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre announced his retirement at the end of last season. Well, in recent weeks, he's been making noise that he wants to play after all this
year. Wait, how does Bonnie Wasserman feel about that?
I'm sure she has mixed feelings because he might not be playing in her beloved green and gold Green Bay Packers team uniform.
Mm. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I don't know what the hell accent
that was.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Just one problem. He's still under contract with the Packers, but they've got a young guy that they're ready to start introducing, and they don't really aren't so sure they want Brett Favre back.
Well, as they say, and this is a Wisconsin phrase, there's a whole lot of mishigas surrounding this.
I don't think they say that in Wisconsin.
No, no.
But yeah, so Favre wants the Packers to release him so he can go play somewhere else. They're afraid he'll sign with a rival. They'd rather trade him so they can get something in return and control where he goes. So they're at the stalemate. Now, a new development. The Packers have accused arch-rival Minnesota Vikings of tampering.
Dun-dun-dun.
That is right. Dun-dun-dun is right.
But he was retired, so what's tampering? Can
he's
he talk
still
to
under
anyone
contract.
Wants?
No, he's still under contract with the Packers, which means
right.
that it is against the rules for the Vikings to go to him and say, hey, if you come back, we'll give you this much money. We'll sign you to this and that.
Yeah.
And
he's scheduled to make something like $11 or $12 million with the Pack. Like, I know you're a big football fan, and so am I. Maybe it's the season. Have you not... My attitude's been like, just resolve it. I like Brett Favre just fine. But resolve it.
Can we go back to something?
Yeah.
Why is he coming out of retirement? Like, I
can't
hate
let it go.
This when people, you know, they say,
he loves football.
My farewell tour, it's
you know,
over, I'm done. And then they're like,
Dan has a counterpoint.
A lot of people get annoyed with that. I don't, look. I get annoyed when Jay-Z does it because we all knew he's coming back. But I mean,
right.
When you're talking about an athlete, your body will only allow you to play for so long. I believe Brett Favre truly does have a passion for playing football.
And
he really does love playing.
He had a great year last year, although not a great playoff run.
So he truly regrets the decision.
Yeah. He truly loves playing football.
Yeah. And it's his legacy. If he wants to do whatever he wants,
and
it,
he can't, you know, in 5 years, his body won't allow him to play.
And Bonnie Wasserman might be
Bonnie
happy.
Wasserman wants Brett Favre.
I should make fun of her. She's lovely. Okay. So, you know, yesterday in the Most, we talked about a possible new career move for those of us at the BPP who are still looking for the next thing we're going to do. It involved using human waste as fertilizer. Now, today, we have an important companion story to that. a companion story to poo on the field, it would be pee in space. NASA,
naturally.
Apparently, who knew this?
That was quite an intro, Trish. I can't believe you tied those things together. Very impressive.
I'm talented that way, and I do need a job. So NASA has a longstanding tradition of asking workers, NASA employees, to donate urine at the office. I had no idea they did this. Apparently, they like to send urine up to space. It's part of a program to figure out how to get rid of stored human waste in space. So they need 8 gallons of number one every day to test the facilities of this one particular space capsule. So that takes 30 people, and they sent out a memo, apparently, asking for daily urine donations from July 21st to 31st. I mean, we're available after
how
the
25th. How much are they paying for that?
It doesn't say. But anyway, apparently that memo wasn't supposed to be made public.
Yeah. Oh. Why? It doesn't cause them any embarrassment.
Because it relates
like
to privates.
Rambling yeah. about it.
No.
Mamma Mia, one of ABBA's original stars, and now it gets sad, can't remember how the Swedish rock group got its start. Bjorn Ulvaeus, is that his name? Is part of the foursome that rose to fame in 1974. He composed music for the 1999 ABBA musical Mamma Mia, but he says he has memory loss. It's preventing him from reliving important parts of the band's early days. I will help him with the recap. ABBA rose to fame when the group won the Eurovision Song Contest in England with the song Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Yes. Bjorn was wearing silver boots and knicker-length pants. I'm kind of envious of Bjorn because there are certain ABBA songs I wish I couldn't remember.
Too bad beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do.
Yeah, and also, it would also be really good if I wasn't able to remember that album cover where me and my wife, I think he's married to the other ABBA lady, and my bandmates wrapped ourselves in tinfoil and posed for all the world to see. So, Let's go out on a little ABBA.
Yes!
As we say goodbye.
Sweet.
To the ramble, I think, for a little while. We'll come back with it, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because you, the fans, demanded it. And that is a one-of-a-kind ramble. It will not be our last. We can promise this. Check out our multi-sport link on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.